I just landed in Europe, nigga. Shopping bags, I'm a tourist, nigga. Money talk, I speak fluent, nigga. Reeboks on, I just do it, nigga. Look at me, I'm pure, nigga. I bet the hoes on my door, nigga. I don't bop, I do the money dance. My bitch whip, cause 100 grand. Red bird, you see me slide. Sex bitch, I hope she bout it. Sex bitch, I know she bout it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Sex bitch, I hope she bout it. Come fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Sex bitch, I hope she bout it. Come fuck with me, you know I got it.
Hope slandered in Rome, nigga. All hell seizes home, niggas. Chin Don, child fella. Come money dance with the good fellas. Ho, keep getting that dinero, got it. Even if a nigga got a rabbit, get it. Blackjack in a cut sink, no. A nigga got unlimited credit, A nigga got a lot of vendettas, But we the black mom, we gon' set it, Peel off in a Lamborghini cone tie. 200 in the dash, you gonna rev it. Lucky Luciano, it's what they call me, Paisano. 100 keys at the piano, place across the Verrazano. El Pacino, in a villa in Venice and Bambino. Not bad for Muliano, y'all know, like we know. I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Bad bitch, I hope she bout it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Bad bitch, I hope she bout it. Bad bitch, I know she bout it.
I'm Ryan Big, coming down that beat. Geechee nigga with satin sheets. Bad bitch, she a masterpiece. Got a bad bitch, she a masterpiece.
She could be a bad duck or some real cool snow. ETMG, everything must go. I'm hard on the hoe, and all mine know. Everything up front, ain't nothing on the low. Everything must go, 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 go. Everything must go, 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 go. I'm on like a motherfucking light switch. In an all-white Benz and a white bitch. Gold chain on my neck and a bright wrist. Sitting next to a dime piece in a tight fit. Fit the Remy in my lap and I'm buzzing. I'm from a hood where everybody cousin. Jay Skrill stayed down in the town and I was keeping it pimping when everybody wasn't. Got chose again. And they all get along cause my hoes are friends. I put baby in a Jag while I roll the Benz. And I refuse to let fresh work hold some ends. Nope. Everything must go. When it rains, it pour. In the end, it's just me and my hoe. My hoe. Me and my hoe. When she go, it's just me and my dough. She could be a bad duck or some real cool snow. ETMG. Everything must go. I'm hard on the hoe. And all mine know. Everything up front. Ain't nothing on the low. Everything must go. 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 Go.
Yeah.
Go. 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 Everything must go. 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 Go.
Six.
Go. 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 Go.
Fly guy, fly foreign down the main line. Black bitch, white bitch at the same time. Martin Mars yellows with the match frames on. And you can tell how I get it. Game on, shades on. Baked like an oven in the club, double cup and catch a nigga slim thuggin'. Break down, roll up, smoke something. You ain't get it out the bitch, you ain't part of my hut. Everything must G. Old school sitting with the CC. Low, meet me. I'm who she eyeballing, and I ain't sitting on the ground, bitch. I'm skyballing. Sky dweller got my wrist G4, and if she fucking with the pimp, she horn. Can't
than a square ass bitch so born. I ain't about to fuck if she ain't escort.
She could be a bad duck or some real cool snow. ETMG, everything must go. I'm hard on a hoe, and all mine know. Everything up front, ain't nothing on the low. Everything must go, go, go.
Yeah.
Go, go.
They scrill up in there one more time.
Go, go, go.
ETMG, everything must go. Close mouth round here, don't get fed. And a lame ass nigga don't get bread. Break a bitch for everything she got. Write a rap, blow a sack, counter trap while I get head. I swear,
ETMG.
Right here, right there, I'm a worst nightmare. She crying and shit, acting like I care. My cars, my gear, two racks, one pair. I'm in it, and I'm on, and I'm really in my zone. Got four whips and two homes. Can't shit without 'em taking a pick. I'm too known. Hit me up on IG. I'm the real Day Skrill. Tap tap when you find me. Dressed up like I'm going to church. And if she mind, then she going to work.
She could be a bad duck or some real cool snow. ETMG, everything must go. I'm hard on a hoe, and all mine know. Everything up front, ain't nothing on the low. Everything must go, 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 go. Everything must go, 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 go. Go, go.
YP in this motherfucker.
YP, what up, dog?
Yo, boys, cash out in this bitch.
Yeah.
Big money heavyweights in this motherfucker. We getting some real money around this motherfucker, you dig?
Chasing that bag, and you know what it is.
Coming through it, now I'm running to a young nigga chasing that bag. Blue 600 on a damn belt, deep robbing jeans, still sag. Broke niggas making them mad. When I pulled up in that jag, then I pulled off with your bitch. I'm really pimping like that.
Let's get it.
Thumbing through it, now I'm running to a young nigga chasing that bag. Blue 600 on a damn belt, deep robbing jeans, still sag. Broke niggas making them mad. When I pulled up in that jag, then I pulled off with your bitch. I'm really pimping like that. You really tricking, I'm really pimping. Throwing money, I never get it. Broke a bitch on Thanksgiving, I ain't tell her thanks, I bought red bottles. Before rap, I been popping on the Wednesday, made 10,000. Money coming, I'ma stack it up. Before I fuck, I'm strapping up. Like juvenile, bitch, back it up. Whips cost 100, nigga, add it up. New Benz, new Jag, that's the reason why you mad. Yo, bitch shows my rich froze. Built 600, shoot 6 more. My first words was get dope. I don't like love or trust hoes. Go hard, yes, I do. I bled track. Nigga, how you? I'm doing good, nigga, how you? Been a man since high school. Me and payroll get bankrolls. Money stacked like Legos. Tell a bitch something, she'll say no. Pimp for real, I don't play ho. Thumbing through it, now I'm running to a young nigga chasing that bag. Blue 600 on a damn belt, these robbing jeans still sag. Broke niggas making them mad. When I pulled up in that jag, then I pulled off with your bitch. I'm really pimping like that.
Let's get it.
Thumbing through it, now I'm running to a young nigga chasing that bag. Blue 600 on a damn belt, these robbing jeans still sag. Broke niggas making them mad. When I pulled up in that jag, then I pulled off with your bitch. I'm really pimping like that.
My cool white, my stack blue, bought a bigger crib. I had to. If they 32, you can bring them now. Ain't got a front shit. I cash a few. Only sell them hoe. I don't bag them, dude. Kids scream my name when I'm passing through. Bosses is my staff and crew. You ain't competition. We laugh at you. In a fast whip with a bad bitch. You bullshit. I cash get. You had money. That's past tense. I was the same dude and I ain't have shit. Nigga, you changed. So get away from me. I used to move to D from A to B. On my P's and Q's, I keep K's with me. I'm paranoid, so don't play with me. I'm bag chasing. Stack making. You sack chasing. Back pacing. Balenciagas with the black laces. You just rap, I be fact stating. My teen days, I was crack making. Couldn't wait the bar, but I had patience. Back to back, me and Chaz racing just to hit the bar and catch dime cases.
Thumbing through it, now I'm running to a young nigga chasing that bag. Blue 600 on a damn belt, these robbing jeans still sag. Broke niggas making them mad. When I pulled up in that jag, then I pulled off with your bitch. I'm really pimping like that.
Let's get it.
Thumbing through it, now I'm running to a young nigga chasing that bag. Blue 600 on a damn belt, these robbing jeans still sag. Broke niggas making them mad. When I pulled up in that jag, then I pulled off with your bitch. I'm really pimping like that.
church. Preach, ain't it, man? Y'all live on church radio. This your boy, G. Gull, the governor. You dig? Man, we got a hell of a show for y'all today, man. Don't go nowhere. I've been real moving and grooving, trying to get it going. You dig? Don't go nowhere. Church.
You're the only one I can talk to. You're right by my side.
Haters, y'all live on church radio. This your boy G. Gull, the governor. One more time for your man, putting it down for the crown. You dig? Hey man, I'm loving this shit, man. I'm glad y'all tuned in, man. Staying posted on what's going on with the guy, man. You know what I mean? I'm trying to keep this shit, you know, sound positive and moving fluently. You dig? And I guess that's the key these days, man. Staying positive, man, because there's a whole lot of sucker shit going on these days, man, that's just not right, man. I know y'all see what's going on in San Bernardino, man. They don't know what it is. If it is ISIS, I don't think they're going to tell us anyway. You know what I'm saying? But it's a cold game, man. Today's topic is ISIS. What does that mean for the United States? That is today's topic here on Church Radio, so... tune in, man. I'm going to weigh in on it, man. Been doing a lot of reading, a lot of studying. Y'all know me, man. I'm a research guru. I love to do research. You ain't going to tell me any motherfucking thing, and nigga, I ain't going to go check. And I ain't going to just check the first research, man. I'm going deep, man. I ain't no Wikipedia guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to Wikipedia, the encyclopedia, the dictionary, and some more shit. And I'm going to go talk to some people. You know what I mean? I want to talk because... Man, people get knowledge from all over the world, man. And one thing about it, man, we can get as much knowledge as we want to about America, but we ain't going to never know the real about what's going on over there. You know what I mean? We can know it. They're going to tell us a little bit, but they ain't going to tell us all. You know? Y'all live on church radio. I ain't going to bug your head off too much, man, but y'all can call in at 516-418-5501. 516-418-5501. Call in. Fuck with your boy. We're going to Static Automatic.
Hell yeah, I'm from the cool, nigga, that's Chicago. We a different breed of people, waste a nigga, know you know. And I'm mad, Trina cool, ain't no slow-mo in the goal. Everything real fat, green light, let me go. Hell yeah, I'm from the cool, nigga, that's Chicago. We a different breed of people, waste a nigga, know you know. And I'm mad, Trina cool, ain't no slow-mo in the goal. Everything real fat, green light, let me go. Hell yeah. Yeah, front of go, nigga, that's Chicago. We a different breed of people, waste the nigga, know you know. In our mind, train a go, ain't no slow-mo in the go. Everything real fat, green light, let me go. Coolin' at my grandma house, my mama say you're ready to go. Hell yeah, I'm ready to go, mom ready to sell some dope. I be coolin' in apartments with my motherfuckin' most. Remember mama kicked me out and I didn't have nowhere to go. Now nigga, super straight and money laying on the floor. When you walk into my bedroom, Gucci, she stay draped on floor. Baby, we can do our thing, but after this, you gotta go. Gotta stay up on my grind, you know that's how I keep the dope. Way before I started rapping, 9 years old, man, I was jacking off. To me, this shit ain't rapping, talking about some shit that happened. I was in the trenches clapping at a nigga super trapping. They didn't wanna see me do it, but I still made it happen. General, I know you hate me, pussy nigga, then it raised me. You just mad cause I be flexing, and this shit is not the 80s. I don't care for about your hate, man. What the fuck you done me lately? Used to pull up front some chickens, now your mark ass got a payment. Hell yeah, I'm front of go, nigga, that's Chicago. We a different breed of people, waste a nigga, know you know. In our mind, train a go, ain't no slow-mo in the go. Everything real fat, green light, let me go. Hell yeah, I'm front of go, nigga, that's Chicago. We a different breed of people, waste a nigga, know you know. In our mind, train a go, ain't no slow-mo in the go. Everything real fat, green light, let me go. Yeah, yeah, I'm from the go, nigga, that's Chicago. We a different breed of people, waste a nigga, know you know. In our mind, train a go, ain't no slow-mo in the go. Everything real fat, green light, let me go. Hell yeah, I'm from the go, nigga, that's Chicago. We a different breed of people, waste a nigga, know you know. In our mind, train a go, ain't no slow-mo in the go. Everything real fat, green light, let me go.
Let's get it. What the street been waiting for, man? It's just a warning on this. Ain't even my tape. Just let you niggas know I'm coming.
No days off, shorty on his grandma. This shit too easy, I can do it with my ass closed. Just bought a bezel and that bitch is be on Shammo. So I be ballin' like it's Katie at the land. Oh yeah, these niggas better not disrespect. Let they wanna hear the fucking sound of this fucking tech. Like black,
fuck the world.
I'm alright. Long as the Patron shot, then I'm alright. Long as my niggas good, then I'm alright. Cause I love that more than anything. Bitches, family over everything, I've been alright.
And this is just a fucking warning. And this is just a fucking warning. This is just a fucking warning. Y'all niggas better talk.
Church preach, ain't it, man? Y'all live on church radio. This your boy, G God, the governor. Can't hate, you change haters, man. That's the title of this motherfucker, man. You dig? Hey, man, you know, it's cold because of, you know, when France endured, they shooting over there. With a lot of people saying, man, fuck France. They did this, they did that. It's this and it's that. And, you know, it was a lot of brothers, man, really, smashing friends behind the shooting, and now you see what's going on in San Bernardino, and that's just like what I posted on Facebook, man. We can't be, man. Listen, man. We're a race of people where we gotta erase the hate from us, because it's we in the middle of some shit that we really don't have shit to do with. So we really gotta be compassionate, because we innocent bystanders and some shit. You know what I mean? You know, these Europeans, they start shit with these other countries. And I mean, we don't know if ISIS did it or not, but I'm just saying, just in general, of how motherfuckers, it's crazy out here. You know what I mean? You can be in the middle of anything where it causes people to lose their lives behind shit they don't have nothing to do with. So that's the whole purpose about having some type of compassion for people, man. You know what I mean? We can't control our governments, man. None of us got control over our governments. Our governments, they got some shit going that's way above our motherfucking head, and they got people mad, man. You know, and so that's why I say pray for France and pray for San Bernardino. You know, thank God that they not targeting the hood. They ain't going on Madison and Cicero and shooting up Lock Up or over there in South Central, or you know what I'm saying, the bank here, they hitting a lot of the Caucasian areas, even 9/11 was, even though it's a mixed building, but, you know, man, it's a cold game, man. You know, today's topic is ISIS. What does that mean for the United States? Is it something that y'all feel like we shouldn't have to worry about? Is it a scam? Is it an American con? Like 90% of the other shit that we have to endure with this country? Is it real? Is it really real? You know what I mean? ISIS, what does it mean for the United States? That's a topic on church radio. Y'all can call in at 516-418-5501. Man, we playing new music off the YSL certified mix CD. Looking to release in early 2016. I'm just putting some more shit together on it. This song right here is by Black Mac and Me, Myself, and Another. Song is Time. We'll be back. ISIS. What does it mean for the United States of America?
Golden Pimp White Music Group. It's your boy G Gunner, the motherfucking governor. Black Mac. Yeah, baby. Yeah. The only thing man got against him is time. You don't have nothing else against him. For real. You can gain everything, but you can't gain time. For real. Church.
Time is all I need. Put a gun of money up, living life indeed. Blessed it could be on these city streets. Shot 2 times, God let me breathe. Wasn't my time, God let me breathe. What do I do? I'm back on the street. Hanging with the dope boys, killers and G's. None of them fit right, I chose to pee. In time I'm prepping, proceeded to pee. It was good time, the clock's in G's. When it's your time, better watch the thieves. Time do tell who your friends to be. Watch the clock.
Yeah, for real. Golden Pimp White Music Group, baby. In time, motherfucker. Black Mac.
What's up with it, Mike? I put the pen to the pad and it's automatic go. When I open my mouth, I'm pouring out my soul. I'm sick like Vicks, but I don't got a cold. I'm a young pimp nigga with a style that's bold. In time, on time, with time, get time. Baby, don't slip, cause it's grip time. Fuck with a nigga on the flip side. Truth game getting spit like a Glock 9. No more ass out hard time. Nope. Just OG cushion hard line. Right. I came a long way from a hard grind. So turn the motherfucking lights up, it's showtime. Tick tock, tick tock, 24 hours, but it's only 1 o'clock. Nigga trying to get at that $1 million spot. Extend my hours, fatten up my knot. No cocaine, no fork, no pot. But the game that I got still potent like drop.
Like drop, nigga. You know what I'm talking about? Golden Pimp Boy Music Group, nigga. We in this bitch like we never left. You know what I'm talking about? Still UPS, nigga. Still G-Gov, nigga. Still Black Mac, nigga. Still Prince Famous, nigga. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? In your motherfucking face, giving these niggas a good look. You know what I'm talking about, niggas that's really living it. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, spin games to the people. You know what I'm talking about? Pay that fee.
Pay that fee. Hey, that's my nigga Black Mac. Hey, man, yo, we back on Church Radio. Hey, man, I'm sitting over here looking at it. I'm on Los Angeles Times, and they have the a time update. About the shooting over there in San Bernardino. And they basically said around 11 a.m., at least one shooter opened fire in San Bernardino at a party in the Inland Regional Center, and at least 14 people were killed and 17 wounded. That's what the police were stating. And they said the police said that there were 1 to 3 assailants who were heavily armed with possibly wearing body armor. You know, after afternoon car chase, 2 suspects were killed by the police, 1 male and 1 female. A 3rd person has been detained. Anyone whose suspect or relative was killed, wounded, they're informed to contact a hotline number at 800-637-6653. That's a cold case, man. You got women out there, too, man. To me, it sounds pretty extreme when you see chicks, too, joining. You know, that's pretty extreme. I don't know how they're going to fix it up, if they're going to say, tell the truth, hey, look, we think this is ISIS, or they're going to say, no, this ain't got nothing to do related to ISIS. This is just, some people acting on their own. Me personally, I think 90% of this shit that's been going on has been terrorists. But you have to realize, too, they have to keep everybody calm. No different from 9/11. You know, they knew 9/11 was going to happen, but to inform people what was going on, it would cause a chaos. And that's no different from the shooting in Texas and over on the East Coast. And this shooting, these shootings that's been taking place, for them to say, yeah, it's ISIS, you know what I mean? That would cause a different chaos in this country. And so the main thing is to keep everybody calm. But I'm going to tell you something. I would stay calm, but y'all need to definitely be watching out. That's why they don't restore everybody's gun rights across the country. If you know the state, city to city, they are restoring gun rights to owners in places where they didn't have gun rights. Even in the city of Chicago, nobody was allowed to have a gun but the police. But they've restored everybody's gun rights. So you have to watch the signs and what's going on around here. They're arming people. And they're arming people because they know what it is to come. And right now, it's at the time now, everybody needs to be on their toes. Because, the real is real. You know, if you see 2-3 people pull up some pistols and get to laying motherfuckers down, I mean, I wouldn't care how much of a gangster you is or what type of hood you come from. You're going to have some type of heart to try to stop it. You know what I mean? And at that moment, you know, I wouldn't give a fuck if you got 10 felonies on you. You know what I mean? You see somebody gunning down children and women, innocent people, man. You know, you damn near got to do what you got to do to make sure you put that situation, at least try to save some lives. You know what I mean? I know sometimes a lot of people don't want to put their life in jeopardy. But just sometimes you just had to. I done had to a few times. But this is what's going on in America, man. We're dealing with some shit that we don't have nothing to do with, but y'all better believe you in it. Because if you get caught out there fucked up, you know, you going to get it too. That's just like back in the days when you lived in a certain neighborhood, you might have not been part of that gang. But just because you lived in that neighborhood, you were subjected to the same consequences that they would try to give to the gang members in the neighborhood. And that's the same way with us here. We got to understand that, yeah, even though we might not be involved, but we living in this hood. So we subject to whatever comes to this country. So at some point, eventually, you got to fight back about something that you ain't even got no parts in, man. And it's cool that you're being drowned into some shit like this, man. Y'all give us a call in, man. ISIS, what does that mean for the United States, man? You know, real talk. We might not think it's nothing, but be sitting at one of the malls, especially you niggas having money, shopping in these gallerias and shit, man. Hey, man, if you ain't shopping in the hood for your clothes, man, you can possibly get caught up in some of that bullshit, man. For real. Hey, we'll be back in a minute, man. This is your boy, G. Gunn, the Governor. Y'all out on Church Radio. This is one of the new songs off the YSL Mix compilation album. I'm sorry. It's called Coming Down by my man, Bo Kane. Church.
Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, selling cocaine, selling cocaine.
Yeah, bitch, I'm pregnant. Bitch, I'm bragged. Hit me a lick, boy. Yeah. Now I'm about to cash out. Cooking at my trap house. A1 Perico. This is for dishonor, and I'm sticking to the Chico. Lord, please forgive me, but I think I hear the devil. Dope boy dreaming, I'ma be rich forever. Down for whatever dollar signs in my vision. If there's money to be made, I'm about my motherfucking business. Whip it up, straight. Drop in the pot. I'm coming down, balling with it. Dope boy guap, you're fucking with the boss, I'm a full-blooded savage. Live from the kitchen, this is Dope Boy Magic.
Cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, selling cocaine, selling cocaine.
Money on my mind, I'm all till I fall. Money to be made, then I'ma make it all. Same shit, different day, just another episode. I'm in the streets like the lines in the middle of the road. Got a kilo in the trunk, pistol on my side. I get money all day and fuck a bitch till she died. Just before dishonor, I was raised in the streets. I'm from the home of the killers and the motherfucking G's. He who laughs first, never laughs last. Stick your pump in your mouth, throw your guts out your ass. This the winner's circle, where legends are made. When I die, put me where they shot JFK.
Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. 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 When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. selling cocaine, coming down candy. When I see a bitch in the mall, she call me daddy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, coming down candy. Selling cocaine, selling cocaine. Selling cocaine.
Pain. Ain't it, man? That's Bo Kane selling cocaine, coming down candy. That's Bo Kane. This song is going to be on the YSL Confirmation Mix CD, coming down. Y'all live on church radio, call in 516-418-5501. ISIS, what does it mean for the United States? I got a caller on the line. He want to weigh in on the topic. Calling you.
Yeah, church, what happened, bro?
Church, okay, I hear the dialect. That sound like family.
Yeah, man, it's all that one nigga coming in from that gun one more time, want to check in with you about that ISIS situation, you feel me?
Yeah, talk to me. How you feel about what you think it means for the United States and for us here?
Like, you know what I'm saying, righteously, given what's going on with black people dealing with the police and the American system as it is, ISIS just add more fuel to our fire, man. You know what I'm saying? Because rightfully, we prisoners of war, fighting a war that we ain't got nothing to do with, bro.
Right. You said, wait, say that again. I'm sorry. You said they what?
See, black people in America, this is my opinion now. I feel like we're prisoners in a war that we have absolutely nothing to do with, because we got to deal from the police on one side, and then we got to deal with suspected terrorists on another side, and rightfully, we ain't got nowhere to go. We have nobody to turn to, so we got to get on our P's and Q's, I's and T's, baby. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, look, what you, man, I swear you just coined it. You hit it right on the dot, and that's the real part about it is we caught in the middle of something that we don't have nothing to do with. We don't know nothing about. They drafting black men in the military. They over there fighting, and they over there fighting for really no reason at all. I mean, and but on the other hand, is you have to look at it in a situation where it's so dangerous. Like I gave an example of, you know, you grew up in a neighborhood where it's GDs at, and you might not be a GD, but by you coming from that neighborhood, you got to deal with the same funk that them boys do that really is GD.
Right. And you know what I'm saying? Like, righteously, the problem that America has with ISIS don't necessarily have it with black America, but, you know, we have no representative to let these people know. So whenever they see us, they see an American, period. And so it is, you know, as far as they're concerned, we just another one of them.
Yeah, we just like them, you know. But, you know, I have noticed that a lot of the shootings that do take place, they are in highly Caucasian areas. You know what I mean? It could be that they do understand the situation that the blacks is in here in this country. I mean, you know, they was trying to reach out to a lot of the American black gangs and all that stuff. They've been doing it for the past 30, 40 years. You know what I mean?
Right. I don't mean to cut you off, but to elaborate on that, they could possibly understand that killing black people wouldn't get no news attention. You follow me?
I mean, and it ain't gonna get nothing.
Exactly.
I mean, and if it do get some, it's because it's some protesting going on behind, and it's not because of the actual murder that allow it to get any attention. Yeah. Just like what's going on in Chicago. Believe it or not. I've been having friends getting killed by the Chicago police since the late 80s. So, I mean, this ain't nothing new. You know, I had a friend who got shot and killed with his hands up in the air. My man had his hands up in the air. This was in 1991, 92. And they shot and killed him with his hands up.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I talk to my white partners all the time, and I tell them, like, man, you know, being black in America, hold them ball game being white, man, because, shit, they don't handle y'all the same way they handle us.
Right. You know, you know, the thing is, too, is I hate to see, I've talked about this with a lot of people, I hate to see the protesters. I hate to see the marching. although that I know that they have incorporated that in black movement, and because that's not a movement that we brought up. We didn't bring up the marching and the protesting. That was created by the NAACP, which was created by the government. The NAACP was looking for 30 years before they even took a seat of a black man. They even took the seat of it. So, but they had to give us something to do for the injustice, so they can continuously give us an injustice, but also give us something to do to make us feel like we're doing something. It's almost like if somebody got a line with you and y'all getting ready to get into a fight or into an argument, or you know this person, and you tell them some shit about walk it out. You ever heard a nigga tell a nigga walk it out?
Yeah.
Well, that's basically what we doing when we protesting and marching. We walking that shit out. And they sit back and they laugh at us because that's exactly what we doing. Niggas, walk it out. Air yourself out. Go for a walk. Air it out and get over it. And that's all we've been doing. We've been walking the shit out, airing it out, and going back to our daily routine slave mentality thinking lives. You know, it's time for us to take control over some cities. It's time for us to take control over some governments. It's time for us to move, put ourselves in more of a higher standard than what we've been doing. And, you know, and just like they say, it's mental change to keep bringing up slavery. It's really ain't nothing but a mental change, because I was taught to get up and get over it and move on in life. Nobody ever told me, oh, man, dwell on your past and dwell on it and let your past beat you up. I ain't never heard nobody speak no speech like that to me as long as I come up. Man, they always told me if you're going through something bad in your life, you get up, you move on, and you get over it. And you do things that's going to better yourself and keep yourself moving and going for different challenges. We keep looking back at slavery. It's time to get over that. It's time to look forward.
Right.
And it's time to figure out what is we going to do as black people in America 50 years from now. We need to put together a plan we're going to do 50 years from now, and we need to have people that's going to carry it out regardless if we die or not.
See, the thing about black people is like black people want to change the comb, but they want it to be given to them by the same people that's been oppressing them for over 300 years. You follow me?
And it ain't going to happen. They ain't gonna give us nothing. If Barack Obama got in office and didn't give every black man and every black person in America $100,000, I mean, I'm just using a cheap number. I'm just saying a cheap number because I want to be somewhat reasonable to the government and how they would think on paying any type of retribution back. But it didn't happen with Barack in there, so it's not gonna happen. It's just something that we need to just face the facts and move on. You know what I mean? I don't even talk to my kids about it. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was saying it's ironic that you say something about any type of reparations, considering that the Native Americans have gotten reparations. The Jews are still receiving reparations from Germany. The Japanese received reparations for the 1920s where they were putting in internment camps, but black people can't receive a dime.
Mm-hmm. And then what's so cold about it is to really, for Native Americans to accept reparation, that's like somebody coming to your house, kicking you out your house, and then say, here's a few dollars for me kicking you out your house.
So walk it out.
Well, now go walk it out.
That's cold, man. That's cold.
It's time to stop the marching, man. We're spending too much time on marching and protesting. It's time to get into them law offices. It's time to go where they're passing the laws. It's time to put blacks there. That's where they need to be. They need to be down in the state capital. Until then, we got to endure getting pulled over just because you're black. You got to endure police harassing you. We have to endure shit that's going on around us that we don't have any control over.
At all.
But everybody, But all of us gonna have to shop where ISIS go shoot places up at. But since I caught a drug case, I can't carry a gun.
Right. And if you out with your family, you got a belt and cover.
Right. But since I caught a drug case 20 years ago, 25 years ago, guess what? I can't have a pistol.
Cold guy in they play, man. Cold guy.
Yeah, they got a cold one, man. They got a cold one. And you know, but like I say, man, we letting it beat us up, man, and I hate to see it. I really hate to see it, man. When I wake up in the morning and I fuck around in the corporate world a little bit, and I think about how it's so many young dudes out here getting plenty of money that if they even had the right knowledge. Because, I mean, let's keep it real. The average guy out here hustling, getting money, these people are not making more money than them. They just they plan the money right. You know what I mean? McDonald's might gross $3,000-$5,000 a day, but you got some of these niggas out here checking that anyway. They got $3,000-$4,000.
I was told by Wiseler that every man really know how to get money. It's more or less what you do with it when you got it.
Man, that's the whole key to it. And even if you don't know a little bit about it, me being in the corporate world, I've been fighting. They don't want to let you in. I just thank God my name sound white. I trick them. But as soon as they try to, it's time to meet and shake a hand, they want to play the game. So I got to play the game to get to the next level. You got to play the game. The game we playing with them is what I'm saying to everybody. The game that we playing with them, they designed it. They designed the game that y'all playing. That's why y'all think just because we see white people marching in those marches and protesting with them, that it was designed by white people. Of course they're going to be there.
Right.
Of course. And we got to also understand America enslaved Irish white people. They enslaved whites. They didn't just enslave us. They had whites out there slaves too. So, you know, it's some of them that done fell for the trick. Just like some of us don't feel for the trip. And we got to look beyond it, man. We got to look
right.
Beyond the tactics that we've been doing for 30, 40 years, man. These folks changed their tactics up. Why we ain't changed ours up yet? NAACP, Jesse Jackson, all of them, man, they conned on us. They working for the White House.
Yeah, that's where they get them checks from. You ain't going to bite that hand and write them, are you?
How can they do it? They can't play with them boys. You know what I mean? So, you know, just even the Muslims were started by a white man. Master B. Farad. Farad, he started the Muslim. He was a white man.
Yes, he was.
You know? Yeah, he was a white man. So, you know, you got to really see the con in these black organizations that popped up in the 19th century. They had to form a sense of control, and they had to give us a sense of power. And they knew that we wanted to lose the streets. Okay, give them the streets for 2-3 days. We'll let them have that. Let them walk it out. You used to, when we tried to walk it out, they'd spray everybody down with hose and beat people up and shoot them. But the federal government said, hey, what y'all doing? All y'all doing is making matters worse. Let them walk it out. That's what we made the protest for. That was the whole purpose of it. There was the little police department that didn't understand the game that the feds had created for us. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, the game's so big, y'all got to do y'all research, man. Y'all got to get on. Hey, actually, I'm going to put it up on my Facebook page, man. It's a documentary, man. I think everybody need to go watch. And it takes us all the way to 2006 on a documentary. But it's really informative, man, of what's going on out here, man, you know. Hey, man, I appreciate you calling in, man. You're going to hold your time up.
All right, sir. It's free, sir.
Appreciate you calling in, man. Hey, definitely, man. We got eight minutes left on the show. Hey, man, we're going to go in and get these last two songs out the way, man, so I ain't going to blow me one back. You dig? Hey, man, we're playing that Boss Shit by Black Mac featuring G-Gub, a man out of Alabama, man. Appreciate you calling in. You sound like a real live player, too. We'll be back.
Shit like this, but very few niggas talk down on a bitch. Tune in, come back to reality, get up off that bullshit. Stop spreading lies by the nigga on the internet. You know how we do it, nigga, everything custom. Real boss niggas ain't got time for the fussing. $100 bills, nigga, that's what we be touching. Undisputed everything, nigga, we busting. Okay, I wake up, fake up, brush teeth, lace up. My bankroll stay on deck, and every president face up. Benjamin and Andrew stay on me like tattoos. Lame niggas can't keep cash, cause lame niggas make trick moves. I'm in the club, but I don't tip. Get shows, I flip script. Y'all niggas gon' make it rain. My bitches gon' get wet. My bitches gon' network. My bitches gon' get work. Some niggas don't like that. Fuck you, you hurt. TP, MG, this right here a new day. Top up on that drop top, that bitch look like a toupee. Big bag of that green shit, like my name was Jose. But it's not for distribution, I smoke good. It's not too many niggas dropping shit like this, but very few niggas talk down on a bitch. Get back to reality, get up on that bullshit. Stop spreading lies by the nigga on the internet. You know how we do it, nigga, everything custom. Real boss niggas ain't got time for the busting. $100 bills, nigga, that's what we be touching. Undisputed everything, nigga, we busting.
I'm in the backseat of the Phantom and I'm pouring up Dawn. I got a couple bad girls, one black and one blonde. Seems this night about to turn into fun. Got some bottles in the trunk, get some kush for your lungs. She got a sign on her forehead, I wanna have fun. I got a sign on my dick, I'll make you come. This a nightcap, ladies, we gon' tear that room up. This a governor, baby, I'll pound that ass up. Feel like you got hit by a fucking Mack truck. That's what you get for backing that ass up. Which reminds me of this cat last week's name, I ain't gonna mention his name cause it tastes like, He a mismatched stock nigga mixed on up. He tried to get the governor some mixed up stuff. I'm a snitch, I'm a rat, well you need to prove that. Got some folks on your line and they don't approve of
it's
that.
It's not too many niggas dropping shit like this, but very few niggas talk down on a bitch. Tune in, get back to reality, get up off that bullshit. Stop spreading lies by the nigga on the internet. You know how we do it, nigga, everything custom. Real boss niggas ain't got time for the fussing. $100 bills, nigga, that's what we be touching. Undisputed everything, nigga, we busting. Bang.
Church, preach, ain't it, man? This your boy, G. Gov, the governor, man. Hey, man, I'm going to tell y'all, man, keep your eyes open. Pay attention to what's going on around you. Try not to do so much hanging in the highly populated areas. It's sad that what's going on in our country and in our nation to have to bear witness to anything of this sort. I mean, you pray and you hope that this type of stuff don't happen, but guess what? It does. And we need to be more proactive and really watch out for what's going on. I don't care if you're black or white, you are subjected to that bullet. You are definitely subjected to that bullet. I don't care what color you think you are, what you think it is, you know, so the bullets don't have no name on it. So let's pray for everybody. And let's pray to keep everybody safe, man. You know what I mean? I appreciate everybody tuning in to the church radio. I'll see you tomorrow at 9 o'clock. We're going to take you out with the song Bay Young Doe. Church.
You're the only one I can talk to. You're right.
Like a night owl.
little cedar. Shitting on them like seagulls. Me and baby, we've been rocking since the Beatles. Your loyalty is why I love you. My daughter be the only one I put above you. Niggas ain't shit. You used to preach that. You used to have your guard up till I preach that. Baby, ride me like a civet. Baby, buns, I'm the best that ever hit it. A1, you my day one. Homie, man, with money on my books till that day come.
Check 1 2 1 2. Is your bitch listening? Cause I wanted to hear my voice clear. It's the player of the year. What up, Web? Hey, you back in this bitch again? Well, can I introduce myself first? At least.
Well, it's that charismatic player that your girlfriend like. She get excited every time she hear me on this mic. She pay $1,000 to be around me just one night. And you the reason she said fuck me and almost turned dyke. I take a hen and pineapple, bitch, I don't drink Sprite. While I blow cigar smoke, bitch, I'm gon' take flight. I may handle people's minds every time I write. A broke bitch, now that's that shit
that I don't like.
I don't have a girlfriend or a sideline chick. I'm real confident, so I don't have to hide my chick. And I'm pimping for real,